I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back.
Thanks, man. That's very kind of you to welcome me back. Yo-yo. I used to love yo-yos. You're a bit of a yo-yo.
Why? Because I change motion-y.
Because you're up and down.
Up and down.
And you wrap yourself in string.
Yeah. And
like your victims.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Jamie's filled me in, Francis. He's filled me in.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I ridiculous. Fill her in.
Oh, gross.
No, you could have actually taken this like
no, I no, about the joke, not literally.
No, you said it in the wrong
No, way. I didn't say it in the
You did it on purpose. You thought it was funny.
I didn't think it was funny. I actually
anyway, enough of this kind of language.
Oh, we should say hi.
Hi
to our listeners. Firstly. And also what we should actually say before we start everything, guys, is that our tickets are still on sale for our tour, privatepartspodcast.com. We're going all around the country: Corby, Swindon, Southampton,
Hertford,
Clapham. We're going so many different places, and we want to see you there. Yeah, that's you.
Tickets
Hannah.
Are selling quickly.
So they're selling quickly. Elle, you're going to come, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, guys, so go and get your tickets, privatepartspodcast.com. And also, when you've bought them, tweet us, Instagram us, showing your tickets, and because we're super excited to see you all there. We can't wait. It's going to be hilarious. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We are still joined by Francis, myself, and my beautiful girlfriend, Elle Agostinelli. Hi.
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 Hey, Elle.
Do you know what I call Elle? Do you know what I call her? There's two things I call her.
Bisous.
Yeah, bisous.
Yes.
Bisous, which is kisses in French. Bisous. And the other one is Godot.
Godot.
Did you ever watch that movie?
Waiting for Godot.
No, no. Did you ever watch that movie Lion? Did you ever watch Lion, the movie?
Oh.
So it was about that true story of the Indian kid who got lost. And he then got adopted by some Australian parents. And when he was 25 or 27 years old, he found his way back to his original place where he was born and found his mother via Google Maps.
Really?
Yeah, no. Amazing story. And anyway, in it, at the very beginning, the kid is called Gudu. And he does this very cute thing, and that's where it's from, isn't it, baby?
Yeah.
But that's not the only exciting thing we have, that
sweet.
We have we have our girlfriend on the show.
Yeah.
But we also have Francis, and this needs a frickin' drum roll, my friend. What is it, buddy?
It is my new cider, Yoshi cider.
Yes.
I brought the three flavors in for you guys to try.
All right, so here we go. So I'm going to have a look at it right now. So this is Francis Yoshi cider. Now, what does Yoshi mean, dude?
So Yoshi is a Japanese expression that basically, particularly amongst young people, whenever there's something, they achieve some goal, attain a goal, pass a milestone, or you know, weather a storm to look in a brighter direction. So it's a kind of exclamation, positive exclamation.
And I've been waiting for this for about a year.
Yeah.
All
natural ingredients.
Okay, can I open this up and have a drink of it?
And it's special. It's made with Fuji apples, which is an apple variety that was first cultivated in Fujisaka in the Aomori district, prefecture in Japan.
Okay, here we go. We're going to try this side. This is the first time we've actually...
Which one's the best?
So I could not possibly choose. It's like choosing your favorite child. But try pour one in each one, and then start with the original recipe,
because that's. I want to drink it straight from the bottle.
Drink it from a glass, or start from.
Is that how you're meant to?
I want to drink it
from
the bottle.
You can drink it from the bottle. Yeah, it's
okay. Here we go. I'm trying the lychee one first.
So you're trying the lychee one.
That was the original.
That's the original, yeah.
It's delicious.
Mm. Do you like it?
Yeah, yeah. It's really good. It's delicious. It's really refreshing.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
I don't even like cider.
No, I know.
I love cider.
Yeah. But actually, do you know what? I found so many...
Oh, the cherry one smells so good.
Holy smokes. That's great.
Do you like it?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's so exciting to finally be able to share it with people and for, like... Because obviously, I've been existing in a sort of vacuum feedback.
I'm just trying the apple one quickly.
No, that's not... That's the original one.
That's the original. That's original Fuji apple, yeah.
Okay,
apple's
so...
Apple's my favorite.
You like apples? I like the lychee one a bit more.
Oh, lychee.
I like the lychee one a bit more.
Yeah. Maybe lychee, actually. Or cherry. I like them all.
Cherry's banging.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's such a unique flavor. It's like such it's such an interesting, unique flavor, I find.
Is there a website where we can
Yeah, so
them?
You can buy it from yoshicider.com. Exclusively available from yoshicider.com.
Very good.
So Yoshi is spelled with two S's, so yoshicider.com. Yep. I recommend trying the original first. So that's where it all started. The original recipe was the first recipe that I developed with the Fuji apple. It took many years to perfect that kind of light crisp sparkle, basically.
So you've had this idea for ages.
I've been developing it for a long time, yeah.
I first had
the idea, actually the seed of the idea started when I was at school, when I was in my last year at school. And I've been it's been germinating in my mind. And then over the past 4 years, it's when I've really been...
Dude, that's delicious. That's congratulations. Well done, brother.
If you guys want to try it, you can. It's now exclusively available from yoshicider.com.
That is great. Hey, Elle, do you ever want...
Some more.
I will do, man. Put the cherry in there. I want some cherry.
I'll put some cherry in there.
Can you mix them?
You can do whatever you want.
No, they're already obviously blended. So the cherry blossom is infused with genuine Japanese cherry blossom.
No, but I mean, can you mix the flavors?
I mean, I haven't.
Apple and cherry could.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I'm releasing lots of different flavors. So these are just the first three flavors, and I've got lots of flavors in the locker, which I'm going to release.
Very exciting.
He has it in his locker, Elle. Elle, okay, fine. Growing up, right, what did you always want to...
Do you guys want to try some more?
Wait, hold on. Growing up, what did you always want to be or do?
Acting was my passion.
You always want to act. Okay. And if you had to pick someone in the... Hold on, while Francis moves all these things around.
He's so proud and cute.
Growing up, right, so you always want to be an actor. You want to be an actor, right?
I did, yeah.
Okay. What if you can compare yourself, if your career could be somewhere right now, if anyone in the world at the moment, who would you pick for your career to be the same as?
I wouldn't pick anyone.
Yeah, I know you want to be yourself, an individual, yeah. And I get that. But if you had to pick someone, who would you pick?
Well, I could name a few that I wouldn't pick.
Who wouldn't you pick?
I'm not going to say names. You know what? I think Margot Robbie has done really well.
She's done amazingly well.
But she's also a good person.
Okay.
From what I can tell.
Your mum, she dresses. She works for Dior. Mm-hmm. And what's her title in Dior?
She's in charge of all the PR.
So she looks
regarding
across,
celebrities worldwide.
So she basically looks across all of everyone who's wearing Dior, who's at Dior parties, who does all that. And so she looks after all of the sort of celebrity side of Dior. So that means you must have met a whole bunch of different celebrities.
Mm.
Okay, so who's the most famous person you've ever come across?
That she's dressed?
That's a bit of a personal question, isn't it?
Why?
Definitely not
I'm
you.
I'm still starstruck.
but you growing up, you were obsessed with Justin Bieber. To the point where you were known as...
The Bieber girl.
And so what age were you obsessed with Justin Bieber?
12, 13 years old.
And why? Yeah. Did you always... So listen to this, Francis. You'll love this because...
Oh my god, that's...
The apple cider coming out.
Is that the sparkling cider?
That was a sparkling cider coming straight up.
It's probably a nice...
side effect.
Aftertaste.
Yeah. Oh, a nice side effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yay! It's the cleverest pun anyone's ever done on this. That was I don't know if you meant to do that.
Yeah. No.
Hey, maybe, didn't, did you?
Maybe Heathfield wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
Heathfield didn't really teach.
Okay, so listen to this, but fun. So Elle was obsessed with Justin Bieber, right? To the point where she called Bieber Girl.
Yeah.
Bieber Girl.
I was talking to her. I was like, well, how do you know, like, what makes you obsessed with Justin Bieber? And she said, well, like, I knew his... When's his birthday?
1st of March, 1994.
What hospital was he born in?
Hospital in Toronto. Ontario, Toronto.
What time was he born at?
12:50.
What was his mum's name?
Paddy Mallett, who I met in Miami.
What's his dad's name?
Jeremy something.
Who founded
him? Jeremy Bieber, obviously.
Who founded him?
Scooter... Well, Scooter Braun, who's a friend of ours, saw him on YouTube, and then he... showed the video to Usher, who became his mentor.
Okay, we're having more questions. This is a problem.
I met Scooter Braun.
He's great, no?
Yeah, he's cool.
I met him with you, actually.
Yeah, actually, he gave me his number.
Why?
He got his number. Because he wanted me... He'd just, like, got a
he
divorce.
He said, I want some cider.
A divorce? So. No, he's recently married.
No, but he'd just broken up with his girlfriend, and he wanted me to introduce him to some girls.
Show him the town.
Well, yeah, that's what it is, but then he never
Francis
responded.
Francis
knows
the town?
Yeah.
But wait, I want to know what else you know about Justin Bieber. So what was his doctor's name?
I don't know that.
Do some people know that?
Yeah, some. I mean, what
Why
I
would
know
you know
is,
his doctor's name?
No,
because
some
girls
know this.
Were really obsessed.
You, not you.
No, I was obsessed, but like not that clearly.
Did you cry whenever you...
Yeah, I met him twice.
Did you cry?
And unfortunately, the second time I met him, he stunk of... It was a mixture
Never
between...
Never meet your idols because they'll stink of...
Of different things, but it was a mixture of weed, which actually doesn't of weed and
which doesn't water, which actually I don't mind. That's what you're about to say.
No, so a mixture of weed and strawberry Twizzlers, and
apparently he's obsessed with strawberry Twizzlers.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that? I knew that.
I didn't know that.
So
either.
I met.
I know he loves Twizzlers.
So I met Justin Bieber when he was 18 or something like that. And I tried to give him a beer. I wish I'd given him my cider, but...
I met him with you again.
Yeah. And
Alan Carson. That's the same. It's like...
Was he nice?
No, but it's like Francis describing it was like a night out. We went and did a TV show and he appeared on it. We were in the background. And Scooter Braun and...
Yeah, but
you
I
met
chatted,
him on the same night.
But I chatted to him for longer than you.
You tried to give him your sandwich.
I tried
something.
To give him my beer.
Oh.
And I said, have a Justin Bieber.
Did he laugh?
No, he said, oh, no, man, I can't because, you know, I'm below the age, under
I'm
age
16.
In America.
My dad actually, during that period where I was really obsessed with him, was at a gym in L.A. And he was alone there with Bieber and a huge bodyguard that he had with him. And dad calls me and goes screaming on the phone. He goes, there's Justin Bieber in the gym. And I hear from in the background, it's Bieber, Justin Bieber.
No.
And then he was like, I'll just ask to take a picture real quick. And then he ran off and all I could hear was my dad go, oh, well, nope, no pictures. No
Justin
pictures
today. Justin Bieber. That's so good.
So
then your obsession finished when he smelled of strawberry Twizzlers.
Yeah, because I hate strawberries.
Oh.
He also wore a lot of makeup.
He wears makeup?
Mm.
This is what...
So does Jamie.
Yeah, I know, bronzer and all.
I don't wear makeup ever. When do I ever wear makeup?
Well, you've got bronzer and tinted
Botox.
Spray Botox.
I don't
filler.
I don't have any of it. I don't have
bleach,
any.
Bleach.
No.
Hair bleach.
Yeah, you're quite high maintenance.
No, I'm
very.
Not. Firstly, I don't have.
It takes Botox. A lot of money to look that cheap.
I don't have Botox. Firstly, I don't have Botox.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you
no,
do.
No, I don't. Secondly, I don't. Secondly, okay. I don't...
He's sweating now. No, I didn't think you could do that with a Botox.
Yeah, it's supposed to prevent sweating.
That's why I sweat. Secondly, I don't wear bronzer.
Would you like some more Yoshi?
No, Francis. Secondly, I don't wear bronzer.
Thank you.
And thirdly, I'm not that high maintenance at all. Am I?
No, you just like to look good, but I think that's good in a guy.
Yeah.
You just like to look good. You're very in touch with, you know, fashion. And
I don't think I am in touch.
I kid you not, and this is true, you can't
deny it.
When we were in New York, most of the shopping we did was for you.
Really? You didn't take her shopping?
I did take her shopping.
He did. He took me to Glossier, which is like the best, Francis, if you want to take your girlfriend.
All right.
Which was great. And I took you to other things.
Like? No, the best was we went to another brand called Reformation, girls brand. They don't do anything for men. And one thing about Jamie is that he wears women's clothing, and he left with something and I didn't.
Yeah, I bought a girl's shirt.
And every time we'd walk into a cool girl store, he'd be like, baby, come to the changing rooms with me because, you know, I'm embarrassed to try on like the top, so pretend it's for you. And I was like, it's like twice my size.
Do you ever get worried that you're going to wake up and you're going to wear the same thing?
What is going to like a party?
It happened at the airport with our sweatpants. We wore the same sweatpants.
When we had an argument the night before.
Really?
Did we?
We had an argument before we went to New York.
Oh, yeah.
We had a big argument. Then we had to go to the airport together, and we were just she was in a very grumpy mood, which was fair enough.
I really wanted to punch him. And you know when you just cannot be in the same room with someone and you find yourself right next to them for the next 8.5 hours?
Yeah, on the flight.
So I got really drunk and passed out.
Yeah, you did. You got really drunk on the flight.
But those are the things that make your relationship stronger. Right?
Do you think, though, if you're on a flight to New York, which we were... And you're 19 years old, if they get to a certain point on the flight when you break American like Airways type thing, do you then
break
have to...
Break American Airways?
Well, then do you have to stop drinking?
Excuse me?
Because you're underage drinking. So if you, probably
no,
not.
No, because it was British Airways. Maybe we flew British Airways.
So it's fine. Hey, by the way, also, I love to read my diary out. Do you know that?
Tell me about your life, Jamie.
Oh, I'm going to.
Go ahead.
Okay, do you want to hear about my life that I went and did? And this is my diary that we read every single... every single episode. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Love Island. I was invited to Mallorca to the Love Island Villa. Holy smokes, how exciting. I landed at the airport of Palma and there was a buzz in the air. The buzz wasn't because
buzz?
I had landed... Yeah, a buzz.
The bees.
No, it was just... No, the buzz
loser.
Was...
Loser. No.
That's not what they were buzzing at me. They weren't...
Loser.
The buzz wasn't because I had landed, but of course it was the home of Love Island. I was taken to my hotel where I waited 2 hours until I had to be taken to the actual villa. Now, what I can tell you about it is it's much smaller than you can imagine. Not only that, but they build everything in it, including the decking. They strip everything out of the villa and rebuild it.
Really?
Yeah, it's some German guy owns it, and they redo the whole villa for 9 weeks. Of the year. And then the German
he must
one
make comes, a killing just
makes king. And then they have the German one that comes in.
Oh really?
Yeah, well they basically all just have sex.
They do it all
I
the
think
same
they
one.
All just have sex in the German one literally.
Why? Because they're German.
Well, I think the Germans are a bit more open.
And
yeah.
Also
how do you know, Jamie?
I've never had sex with a German person.
Oh no, you told me about the Swedish girls.
Girls, no, you make it like a volleyball team. No, it was just girl.
But in Germany,
no.
But in Germany, like nudism is part of the culture. So
that's why they were everywhere in Croatia. Nudist beaches.
Really?
Yeah.
They call it the
Croatia is not in Germany. Though.
No, but for some reason, everything was in German. I don't know why. Sophie.
Oh,
Herman
because
told
no, they,
why.
No, because the Germans have like nudist beaches all around the world, which are there.
No, no, but there. Why was everything like? Either Croatian or German.
But because the Germans, they have all over the world, they have nudist camps. So they can go to different places in the world and they have
I mean, you can
camps.
Go as well.
Yeah.
No, but everything was spelt like in German. Do you remember? And we were all wondering why.
Yeah, that's why. Because it's a German, like a lot of Germans go there.
To Croatia. Holiday.
To go on, no, to nudist beaches.
No, not just in nudist beaches. That's what I'm trying to say.
I got it. I was asked to go and film in the villa with the girls. Now, I was absolutely shitting myself, especially when I found out I had to do a scene with them. And in the scene, I had to say this. Coming from Chelsea, I like fast cars, hot women, and cutlery that matches. It was the most cringing thing I ever had to say, ever. I don't know. And also, I said to them, you liked that bit, didn't you, Al?
No, because this is what I mean. Like, you need to learn how to say no sometimes.
I do, I say
there's
no.
There's only one thing that's true in that sentence, that you like hot women. That's it.
No.
You don't even know how to drive.
No.
You don't know how to drive. You don't particularly like fast cars because you think it's
and
very obnoxious.
And you mostly...
My cutlery matches.
You know, but you mostly eat sushi, I mean, so you don't even...
So there's only one thing that's...
There's only one thing, hot women, and that's not because you come from Chelsea, it's just because you're a sex addict.
I think that cider has gone literally straight to your head.
No, like, it just feels good. Like for some
it's
reason,
good.
I
it's
feel like
cider,
I can just lash out now. Liberating.
It couldn't be more embarrassing. I couldn't help but be a fanboy over everyone in there. These guys have no idea what is going to happen to their lives when they come out into the real world. I wish I could say more, but the hangover excitement has still stayed with me until now, so I can't even write anymore.
Hangover?
Oh, it was a hangover excitement, not a hangover. I wasn't drunk. I FaceTimed you that night. It's like we're having a domestic on the yes. podcast. Yeah, I love how she said that when I went, the hangover. She went, hangover? You were drinking? That's what
you
think.
You know why?
I actually went into the villa. That was my diary. How exciting is that?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You didn't enjoy that, did you?
What, the part where you went or the reading of it?
The reading of it.
I mean, it's just a rewind of what happened.
But it's this most amazing place that, like, honestly, I can't believe these people are going to come out of.
If you hadn't gone on Made in Chelsea, do you think you would have gone on Love Island?
No, I don't think I would have done. No.
Think you probably would have.
I think you would have.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I honestly.
Yeah, you definitely would have.
No, I don't think I would have. No.
Would have.
Why?
Why wouldn't I? Because
he's already on Made in Chelsea.
because I think that it is.
Because you probably would have got a job.
Made in Chelsea
city.
And Love Island are on different, like.
Different.
I don't know. It's a different. It's a different
ball game.
It's a different beast. It's a different show. It's
a definitely
reality,
a different brand.
Yes, constructed reality.
It's a different brand. No, but Love Island is, you know, Chelsea. When we started doing Chelsea, was very much about like. Our lives and all the things going on in it and everything like that, where Love Island is just about dating people. That is literally what it is. It's just about dating. And I don't think I would find that interesting the entire time.
But you like to win. You like competition.
Yeah,
so you
I like to win.
You would have loved it if you'd won Love Island.
That is true. Hey, Elle, we also have some questions on social. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Our Instagram went crazy when they knew you were coming on.
Sweet.
Okay, and so if you want to follow us on social media, please do. It's at Private Podcast. We do some hilarious things and post loads of stuff. We have a question for Eloise. You ready for this?
I can see, so I'm like.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay, fine.
What first attracted you to Jamie from Simi via Instagram?
Persistence.
What? That's the thing that
which
attracted
other people may consider as creepiness and strangeness, but I thought the persistence was very sexy.
What's something people would be surprised to know about Jamie from Living Life?
He's actually very insecure, but I think people know that.
Yeah, I think that's
but
a surprise.
Insecure in a
no
very endearing, insecure
just
in a very
all of my
no.
Secrets away.
Well, they said what people might not know, and since you give your whole life away, you know.
Okay.
You look for it, and you're also you have a good heart. I don't think you're portrayed as having that good of a heart on this show, so I just thought I'd put it out there.
Yeah, on this show.
No, the Made in Chelsea thing.
Yeah.
What is your favorite city and why?
Paris, because that's where I was born and raised.
What is your version of the story of how you and Jamie met Sam via Instagram?
Sam Thompson.
No, just Sam.
Sam Thompson is one of our biggest fans, actually.
That is true.
I like Sam Thompson a lot. My version. So we were at a restaurant and Jamie and I were obviously looking at each other, and I was with a girlfriend of mine, and I was like, that's so strange, he's still not coming up to me, to, you know, obviously.
Did
I
you know who he was from?
No, my girlfriend did, though. Yeah. And
there we go. So, au naturel, organic.
It wasn't pre-hair transplant.
Yeah, definitely. And and so I remember going to the bathroom, and you kept going... You know, like you kept walking past me.
That's true.
And I then left. And no, you left before me, I think. And I said to my girlfriend, I was like, that's so strange. He was really looking at me. I thought he'd at least come up to me. And the waiter, as I left, turned bright red and was like, I'm so sorry, I'm really not used to doing this. But Jamie insisted. And I was like, who the fuck's Jamie? And second of all, like, you gave me a paper with your name. You'd written your name and your phone number. Then I took like a couple of days to call
you. You took like 5 days to message me back. You know?
What's your version? Your version's way more complicated.
No, mine's not complicated. Okay, here we go. What does your friend... Oh, no, here we go. Here's another one, baby. What do you think of the age difference between you and Jamie, Jeff, via Instagram?
I think Jamie's actually... I don't think you would do well with a girl your own age.
Immature.
Just more like... yeah, I guess you have your childish side, but that's what makes you you.
Well, he never wants to grow up. That was the
he's mature in some aspects. I don't know. He's just younger than.
In what ways is he mature?
And like business wise.
All right, there we go. What else am I mature in?
And me, I'm more mature for my age, so we kind of meet in the middle.
Okay, well, that leads on to from Helen via Instagram. Said, "What is the thing that makes your relationship with Jamie tick?"
Ah,
Glossier.
What? I think we just laugh a lot.
I make you laugh a lot.
You make me. I make you laugh a lot.
You do make me laugh a lot. Is that what makes it tick?
That's the secret to a good relationship.
No, I the think secret to a good relationship is honesty.
Oh yeah.
Trust.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, more of that.
A lot of love and yeah.
Well, this is interesting. Would
what
you,
makes it? What do
well,
you think?
Well,
laughter, definitely.
Would you rather? Okay, here we go. This is an interesting question for you. Would you rather be in a relationship which was based only on love, or based only on trust?
Based only on trust.
Mm.
Interesting. Yeah, that's what I would pick as well.
Because you can love someone, but it just won't work if you have no trust.
Absolutely.
I know, because my last relationship was like that, and it went down the
From the bathroom in the chapel.
Yeah, actually, if you'd like to know.
But I got asked that today, and it's an interesting thing, because a lot of, when growing up, you think, I just want to love someone more than anything. But in fact, love isn't enough now. Trust is more important than love.
Mm, absolutely. But in any
relationship. Yeah, but love is important.
But you know what, baby? Also, what we like to do on the podcast is we like to do prank calls.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Al, I don't think you're going to be able to do this prank call, because I know you're going to start laughing. You're already laughing. We haven't even started doing it yet. So, Francis, I reckon you take the reins on this one.
All right.
You're going to phone...
Got the call up.
You got the call up.
It's my idea, so...
You're going to phone up this agency. We're going to phone up the men's board, okay? And you are going to say exactly that. You're going to say that, you know, you want to be a hand model and you want to give hand jobs, okay?
Hello, Milk. I'm calling...
Hi,
I called yesterday as well. But I wanted to speak to someone in the hand modelling division.
Oh, in the men's division?
For hand modelling specifically.
For hand modelling?
Yes, hand modelling.
Are you a client or...?
No, I'm a hand model, in fact. I was on the tube the other day. And someone actually came over and stopped me and said, are you a hand model? Because if you're not, you should be.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I think you should take their word for it and let me speak to the hand modeling department. I think she's putting me through.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. It's a beautiful day.
You are?
It's a beautiful day, isn't it? Is it not?
Isn't it? Yeah, so I want to know, because my back's to the window, so I don't really get to see the sun.
Oh, no, you should change that.
Life goes on.
That it does. So yes. I was discussing with your lovely colleague...
About your hands, I believe.
Yes, about my hands, yes. Do you guys do that sort of representation?
No, we don't, I'm afraid.
You don't? Well, because...
No.
So do you know any other agencies that can book me on some hand jobs?
No, I don't, to be honest.
You guys don't book hand jobs.
You are funny. You are really funny.
Do you book hand jobs?
No. Do I what?
Do you book hand jobs personally? Or I'm just looking to get some hand jobs, and I've got a lot of time on my hands and all the all the time in the world to do hand jobs.
I don't know who this is, but you are so funny. You really are the funniest.
Well, this isn't a joke, actually, so I'm embarrassed a bit.
No, I'm so sorry, but no. I'm not looking for guys for hand jobs.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm so sorry.
Okay, all right, well,
good luck with it. Good luck with finding a hand job.
Is there anyone else that I could possibly get in touch with? With any other agencies you might think that would do hand jobs?
I don't know if the reputable agencies would take someone on just for a hand job.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Do you think I should just represent myself for hand jobs? Just go out and market myself and my hand jobs? Try and book some?
Well, I haven't seen you, so I wouldn't really know.
I mean, I guess you just have
to... I'll tell you what, though. You're so good on the phone, I'm sure you could sell yourself to a donkey.
I could be what?
You could sell yourself to a donkey. You're that good on the phone.
Do you want me to describe my hand to you?
No, I'm all good, though.
It's perfect.
Gucci's calling on the other line, though, so I must go.
All right, well, it's a perfect hand.
You're so funny, but thank you for the call.
Thank you. I'll be back in touch.
All right, bye.
Bye. That's how it's done, Al.
That is how it's done.
I couldn't have done that.
You couldn't have done that, could you, baby? Oh, my darling. Francis, because you're just so wonderful, and that was hilarious.
Oh, guys, do you want...
I love you even more now.
We've got to have question of the week.
Do you want to know the answer to the question of the week? Do you know what? This is the first time in Private Parts history that you're both right. It was actually marketed as a medicine in the 1830s. Well, actually,
it was
an L.
You just copied me. Yeah, I got it right.
You're right by default.
I'm right by association.
No, you're just wrong. I'm so proud.
I don't think that's a thing.
Is that not a thing?
Is that really the first time someone gets it right?
No. Well, the first time two people have got it right. Because Jamie normally gets it wrong, even if the guest gets it right. So.
Hey, Al.
Yes.
I freaking love you.
I love you too.
And I got a big question to ask you.
What?
No,
I won't marry you.
No, but listen, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're super awesome.
Very funny.
You're the best. How many languages can you say I love Private Parts in?
J'aime Private Parts. I love Private Parts. Me encanta.
Mi amor privado.
What is in Spanish? What's I love you?
Mi amor. No, that's my love.
Me gusta. Me gusta Private Parts.
Yeah.
And what's it in...
Muchísimo.
And what's it in Italian?
I love... Adoro, I think
adoro.
It is. I don't speak Italian.
All right.
Okay,
it could be.
But baby, listen, thank
Can
you.
Can you say that in Italian?
What?
I don't speak Italian.
No parlare? No, I don't know.
No parlare.
No parlare.
No
parlare.
Parlare.
Hey.
No, it's probably totally wrong.
Hey, Babiz, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You are the best. We love you on Private Parts.
You've been
I
great.
I love Private Parts. I can't wait for the tour.
Oh,
it's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing.
And I love you, Dilly, and I get to see you for the rest of the day. So I love you when we leave the room as well.
I love you too when we leave the room.
But
Yoshi.
Cheers to Yoshi.
No, Yoshi. You just say Yoshi.
Oh,
say
Yoshi.
Cheers.
But also, baby... what we always like to do is we like to leave our guests with something inspirational.
Oh, crap. I know you do that. I should have thought of something before.
Anything you want.
Don't try and... I think someone's already said that. Don't imitate anyone because everyone's already... Be yourself because everyone's already taken.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good, say it then. Good, with confidence. Here we go.
Be yourself because everyone's already taken.
Boom, baby. And say
Booyah!
And say something cool to end the podcast.
Bonjour.
See you next week,
Vive
guys.
La France.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.